Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and we are visiting this week with a senior guard from the women's basketball team, Genesis Paramount. Genesis, thanks for stopping by today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tonight, when this episode airs earlier in the day, you will be stepping out onto the Mitchell Center floor for the regular season opener against Georgia Southwestern. How excited are you to get another season going?
I'm excited. It's crazy. It'll be my first game playing, but it'll be great. We have a great group of girls, and like we've shown it when we played Tulane. We showed it when we played Faulkner. We have a great team, so it's gonna be a good year.
You know, you have had two exhibitions. One here went real well, and then the Tulane game was competitive. And you all have been practicing for over a month now. You know, this is your fourth year in the program. What are the differences you see? What excites you the most about why you think this team can be really good?
We have a strong group of seniors that are leading the team right now. And then we have a group of younger players that are eager to learn and are willing to take the advice. And they're learning quick. They're picking up how we do things and how it works. And everybody's buying into the program and the beliefs.
Now, for you personally, do you take that leadership role? Do you put it on yourself a lot because, well, I'm a point guard. I get everything going on both ends of the floor. And so do you think it's natural that it falls on your shoulders and you try and accept that?
Yeah, I think it's natural. I think it's commonly, but I think a belief that the point guard will lead. But I think that overall, every senior is really doing their part to say things when they need to, speak up, and take any person that wants to understand more like under their wings and help them. I think everybody's really done a good job.
Now, as you look forward to your senior year, what has your individual focus been on over the summer, first part of this semester before practice started, to help prepare you for this last go-round?
For me, it's been keeping my health well and making sure that I will be healthy enough to make it through the season, and not just that, to play well, play the best that I can. And so doing that and preparing to make sure that this will be my best season, my last one.
When you're playing well, what's the key? When you look at tape, or, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you think's the strength of your game?
I think my strength for me is just being level-headed and like showing emotion when it's needed. And I think that for my team, once we start doing things and having a lot of energy, it's great to pick up off of it and then help like feed the team, give them the ball, making them score and getting assists. Like, that's always a great way, because once we start scoring, we have great energy and we're tough to stop.
I figure, as you know, for what you ladies have been preparing for, that's kind of a key, because defense hasn't necessarily been a problem the last few years when you've been playing. Talk about, you know, Coach Fowler and his expectations and why you guys are generally pretty good at that end of the floor.
That's something that's always been emphasized. Every year since I've been here, we emphasize the way that we play the gap defense, the help, and making sure that we have those mechanics down and those fundamentals. And once you do it and you trust that everybody else on the court is doing what they should do, it works really well. And that we all play together well when we know what we're doing.
If you were, you know, if I were to ask you, are you comfortable putting goals out there, or is it just, all right, we want to be healthy and contribute all year, and wherever the team may end up in the Sun Belt, you're going to keep that to yourself? Or are you willing to say what you ladies have talked about is what you want to accomplish this year?
I'm willing to say that our number one goal is a postseason tournament, whether that be the NCAA, WNIT, WBI, whatever it may be. That's the biggest goal. I think our second biggest goal is to have a winning season and make this season like a statement season, where for seniors personally, we said that we wanted to make sure that the culture and the foundation of this will be laid down from this year on, and they would just build off of it. So that's for the seniors wise. I know that's the main goal, but then for the team, we want to make it to the championship. Of course, we want to make it there. We want to make it to play afterwards, and so have a good season.
You've played a ton the last 2 years, and that's after redshirting. When you came to South, did you know you were going to redshirt immediately? Was it something that you saw was going to be best once you got through some practices? Talk about that decision back your freshman year of why it was determined that you would sit out and work on your game.
I didn't expect to redshirt right away. I think like almost every senior coming out of high school, you expect, oh, I'm going to come in here, I'm going to play, I'm going to do all this great stuff. And then you get there and it's like, oh, they are a little stronger. They are faster. The game is different. I fractured my collarbone, and I never did rehab properly, and I was never as strong or as good as I should have been coming out of high school. And so once I was realizing, man, like, there are areas in my game that I'm lacking, Fowler and I talked about it, and it was a good – we agreed that it would be a good thing for me to do. And I think it was – if I had to do it over again, I'd do it again, without a doubt.
And it's easy to look back and, okay, you see the progress you make and the results of that decision. But talk about that year. I mean, you're practicing, and then you're in street clothes or warm-ups during the games with no chance to go in. And I'm sure that was not a feeling you were used to.
No, that's never just sitting out a season. It's never something I've ever done. But it – and it was hard. I think it was hard at first, but once you started doing the extra workouts, extra weightlifting, it showed, like, this is going to be good. Like, I know that when I can play again, I'm going to make sure I'm going to be good. So it helped.
So during the 15-16 season, you're first on the floor, played in 27 games, started 15, so you made an immediate impact. There was a point in the middle of the season where, you know, back injury you had to deal with. Scored 149 points. You handed out 71 assists with a positive assist-turnover ratio. You know, what do you remember most about that first season of competition at the collegiate level for you?
I definitely remember the nerves. I remember being anxious just and kind of ready just to get out on the court. I remember we were led by two great seniors, Jules and Taylor, and I think that we bought into the program and the beliefs and the system again that year, and I think that was a really good year for us. I think we built a lot more team chemistry than I had seen like the past year, and I think it was a good year.
Scored more last year, more assists, shot higher percentage both overall and from three, increased your rebounding, started 31 games. Did you do anything significantly different between your first season and second season playing, or is that just, in your mind, kind of the progression you're supposed to make as you improve as a student athlete and as a player?
I think it's something that you at least hope that you progress that way. I think it was a lot of the work that we put in on the off season with Coach Pressel and all the workouts that we did, all the shots we got up, and it was necessary. You hear coaches say, hey, it's on you to get your shots up, but it really is, and that makes a big difference from how you're going to play, how you're going to perform, and taking it seriously.
So if you don't mind, I'm curious, on a day like today where you've got your game, walk us through your schedule. I mean, outside of classes, what do you do? When do you try and get to the arena? Do you have any superstitions or habits that you do regularly on a game day before the action tips off?
My morning will be just waking up, having a decent breakfast, and then – we will have shoot around, get to shoot around and do whatever we typically would do, shoot around and then our pregame meal. And after that, I really don't go home much. I have my rehab and then I have to start doing my treatment then. I need to prepare my body for it and to be ready for the game. And then I like to go shoot typically an extra 30 minutes before the game, or we have to actually be out on the court to warm up. And that's when I have my what I do, my rhythm for preparing for a game.
When you hear your name called tonight and the starting lineup, and then you get out there on the floor, still feel a little jitters? You think, yeah, I'm a senior now. I've been down this road. No problems.
No. You'd like to think that. When you're sitting there, you're like, everybody's getting their name called, and you're like, man, you still get these little, like, butterflies in your stomach, like, all right, we got this. Like, and it's always fun and nice to run out, but it's not like it just goes away. It's still there. It's still a great feeling to have.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we all hope you guys have a great season and accomplish those goals. And, you know, as you look at it, what do you think 5-10 years down the road you're going to remember most about being a student athlete at the collegiate level? What are you going to take from it?
What I think I'm truly going to remember the most is the things outside of the basketball court, like the relationships that you build and the connections that you make, or whatever so-and-so may have done one of these trips. You remember the close games, you remember that, but I think a lot of it's the connections and the friendships that you made. And I think all things in life can basically be taught through sports. I think that sports allows you to learn how to work together, how to communicate, and it's a great thing. I think I can take that with me as I go along after I graduate.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with senior guard from the women's basketball team, Genesis Paramount. How old were you when you started playing, and do you remember why you started playing basketball?
I was 5 when I started playing. My dad was like, whatever you want to do, do it. Go for it. I started with soccer, and I did gymnastics. And I wanted to do basketball, wanted to try it, but previously I had broke my arm on the monkey bars. and my dad was like, it's okay, you can still go. Go ahead, try out. And, of course, you don't really get cut at 5 years old, but yeah, so I tried out, made it. That was a fun season.
So you're saying that the injury issue has been a persistent one throughout your career.
Yes. Man, after that, I had an injury every year. I probably broke a bone. It was either broke a bone or fractured something every year until high school.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to ask you what was up with that. That doesn't sound right, but You lettered 3 years in high school. You're at Parkview High in Lilburn, Georgia. When did you start thinking about the possibility of a scholarship and playing basketball at the collegiate level?
Middle school. Because in middle school, my cousin and I were very competitive. We would always play each other. It would get serious sometimes. We'd start arguing, of course, and then his stepdad, his dad, Dominique Wilkins, also helped. We would go to camps, and he would bring us places, and we would get develop more skills for wherever he took us. And then I always played against really great competition, and I was decent enough at playing against them. I played against Diamond DeShields. I played against Shayla Cooper. I played against a lot of different people who went to, like, top Division I schools, and I knew I wanted to compete with them, and I wanted to play at that level. So it really started middle school. Yeah.
Well, you played high-level competition. You did okay against it also. I mean, you averaged over 12.5 points a game, 4 assists, 3 rebounds your last year. Talk about the recruiting process for you. I mean, obviously the staff here was interested. There were other Division I schools, including what's now a fellow conference member in Georgia Southern. What do you remember about that? Phone calls, letters, emails, how frequently you were talking to coaches, and, you know, what do you remember most about that whole process?
It was a lot. It was a lot keeping up with it, and But it was cool. It was really cool to see these letters and be like, man, like, hey, mom, I'm doing something. Like, I'm going to be able to play or I have a chance. It was really awesome. And then getting the calls, trying to set up the visits was fun because you get to go and then see a whole new campus where you may be for the next 4 years and you get to meet different people. And it's a fun experience. I think anybody who goes through it to really enjoy it while it lasts.
At the end, when it came time to get down to your decision and sign a national letter of intent, what was it in your mind that said, South's where I want to be?
South, we have a great coaching staff. We really do. And then my major is biomedical sciences, and we have a med school on campus, and it's a pretty good program. And then so when I went on my visit, a lot of things were really nice about it. Loved the location of it. The team was really cool. We had a really... I think we just played cards and just relaxed, and it was nice just to get to actually know the team and not really go out somewhere and just, but it was nice to have that experience. It was something that everything kind of like clicked, and it was like, yeah, this is the place.
I know you're on track for your degree, but does on track mean graduating in December or in the spring?
I graduate in the spring, 2018.
And have you thought about what the next step is? Are you interested in sort of applying for grad schools now, or what's your next step as you prepare for your professional future?
Right now, it's anesthesiologist assistant school. It's a grad program, and so doing that and so seeing what happens with that.
Are you trying to stay here? Is that possible? Are you looking to go somewhere else? Or, you know, what other schools are you interested in?
The program isn't offered here, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would apply and try. But they have a program at Emory that I applied to. They have one, Inova, Southeastern, and Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale, and a few other schools.
Once you get into that career as an anesthesiologist, you haven't interest in coming back here, going home, Georgia, moving somewhere you've never been? I mean, have you thought about where you want to end up once you find your place in the field?
Not really. I think family will be a big deciding factor. I'd like to be close to my brother, my family, but I'd also like to try somewhere new. I think it's fun to have that experience while you can, just see if you like. And if you don't, you can always move, but at least you got to see it.
Speaking of family, you brought it up. Former NBA All-Star Dominique Wilkins is an uncle of yours. How often did you see him growing up? I mean, you said he took you to some camps, so you obviously it's not one of those where you're related, but you never cross paths. I mean, how frequently did you see him, and how often did you interact?
We would see him kind of often. He would always offer us like tickets to the Hawks games, and we as a family, we were really close. He lived 10 minutes down the road from me. My grandma lived 10 minutes down the road as well, and so we were always really close. And so we could always just go over there and drive and go play. And then my cousin and I were really close growing up. And so we were always really competitive with basketball, and so we would go play in his front yard, and that's how I would typically always see him.
So, like, when senior day rolls around, you're going to invite him so we have a former All-Star in the arena?
I'll see if he's doing something. If he's busy, that'd be awesome to see him there.
The guest this week on Inside JAG Nation, Genesis Paramount from the women's basketball program, home opener, regular season starts tonight, 7:35 at the Mitchell Center against Georgia Southwestern. Wish you the best of luck with that. But before we let you go, we want to ask you some questions to let our listeners get to know more about you off the court. It'll be just really the first thing that pops into your mind. And I will start with that. I always say that anyone that I interview for this is in the position where free time is not a luxury. Between classes, practice, competition, travel, you don't have a lot. When you have a moment to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
Sleep. I think you probably hear that very often. But sleep. Or if I do, if I have the energy, I will go hang out with friends, but sleep.
What's your favorite sport outside of basketball?
Ooh, I really have gotten into soccer. I like that a lot.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
It's a great question to ask. The LSU soccer game, when they played, that was a great, great one.
What is one athletic event you've never been to that you want to go to?
I want to see our tennis teams compete because they've been really good, and I've never gotten a chance to actually sit down and watch them play.
Maybe you get a chance to do that this spring before you walk away. We'll make sure you have the schedule. What's the best vacation you've ever been on?
Dang, that's a hard question, too. The best one was probably the one last spring break. I went to California with my brother, and we traveled. We got a rental car. We traveled from L.A., went to San Francisco, and got to see whatever we wanted.
If you're going on a dream vacation someplace you've never been before, where are you going?
I'm going to Europe. I'm going to Europe, but it's got to be like a month in Europe.
What's your favorite movie?
Right now, God, I don't know. I love movies. I go back and forth. There's so many good ones. If it was a horror movie, it wasn't horror, I guess. The last Saw movie wasn't too bad. Those movies are great to me. There are some good movies. I don't know which one. It's my favorite.
There's no problem if you don't have a favorite. At least you're interested. I mean, it could be worse. You could have nothing to watch. Who's your favorite musical artist?
Probably J. Cole. I think he's great.
And, you know, 20 years down the line when Hollywood producer catches up with you and says, great story, you know, overcame injuries every year of her career to compete at the collegiate level, now working in the medical field, love the story, I'm going to make this a movie. What actress is going to play the lead role of Genesis Perrymond?
Zoe Saldana, I think that's her name. I know who it is. She's a great actress. Zoe Saldana, I don't know how to say the last name.
Either do I. But I think everyone's going to know who we're talking about, so we're going to leave it at that. Women's basketball, 7:35 tonight at the Mitchell Center against Georgia Southwestern. Genesis Perrymond, the guest this week on Inside Jag Nation. Appreciate the time. Good luck not just tonight, but the rest of your senior season.
Thank you. You guys come out and support.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!